This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Skin mashed all over the dashboard, and I scooped it up with my hands and I said, "This was your daughter, man." Welcome to episode number 31 of the Michael and Marty podcast. We are coming at you live out of Forest.
Forest. It's a double F.
A forest? A Gryffindor forest. And we are not talking anymore. We're going to do this whole podcast in mime. So if you listen to this on Spotify,
go to our YouTube channel, Marty and Michael Fully Actual. Subscribe, because there's not many.
All right, let the miming begin. And that was the this week's shit talk. So if you want to see that, you go to our YouTube channel, Spotify. Don't fuck around anymore. We're not fucking around anymore. You're just listening? Go and watch it, okay? Yeah. You're in a place where you can't really watch a screen.
Well, if then, you're driving, fuck it.
Well, then make time for it. Like, wake up earlier or go to bed later. Like, lie in bed and watch it. Just go to the YouTube and see what we just did. Because honestly, that'll never happen again. And if you want to consume that content, you don't want to miss that. Because we just told a story about the time we were 15.
I feel sick, man. I feel sick. I've had too many beers.
Right. Yeah, that, don't, just get on board. Because at the end of the day, it's Oprah Winfrey's birthday again. And she's 72 today.
Dude, she has 3 a year.
Happy birthday, Oprah. We know you're a big fan of the show. And she's actually the one who sent us all these plants. Michael's mopping up urine that he's just gone and pissed down his legs. And which we know is something that Oprah loves. So there you go, Oprah. A gift right back at you. right back at you there for the plants. So let's call it even, shall we? Also, on this day in 1353 at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon, it was raining and stairs were invented.
Yeah, before it was only elevators.
No, before that it was just inclines. Hills. They just put hills and shit.
Is that how they came about?
Yeah, that's just how they went upstairs. They just put a hill there.
Fuck.
And now there's stairs. So, like, that's fucking good shit, man. And that happened today, a couple of years ago. So, fuck me. That's great. Keep inventing stairs and shit, man. Because at the end of the day, you don't know where you're going to be. Could be downstairs or upstairs.
Yeah, wow. It's changed everything.
You don't, there's no more levels. It's just you are there or you're not there. But it's stairs that divide it. You know what I mean?
Nah, dude, I'm feeling it up. I'm just mid.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
getting,
like,
the piss away.
Michael's just still mopping up urine from down his legs. He's pissed a bit on the seat. And he's actually using a tea towel to do that. And he will use that in the kitchen later to dry dishes, to, you know, mop up food off the counter.
Hey, they're cups that you drink coffee from.
So, yeah, it's all going really well.
Yeah, we're in a good place. Yeah, as we've heard, well, it's the same night as the last podcast. We're just repeating it. We do two every night now. Marty's still, he's still coughing up blood.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have cancer and, like, what's it called?
Pneumonia.
That's nothing. Unless you're old, that's fine. So you're in a good place too. We're all well.
Well, liver's still a bit struggling. Yeah, but anyway.
Doctors don't know shit these days.
Yeah, that's so true. Doctors don't even know what, Like, they don't even, like, if you told the doctor to build a house, he'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
And that's so practical. Like, yeah, he would have no idea how to build a staircase.
Build a fucking house. So, like, whatever. You know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. These are the people that tell you what's wrong with you, but the cunt can't even build a table.
Or a stairs.
That's the end of the this week's shit talk, which, of course, leads us into our first proper segment, which has been renamed to, the pizza's here.
Ooh.
And this strange name for a segment, I know, but this is just a segment where we read fan questions. This is the Domino's that we prank call every week. We actually gone and finished an order. This is huge.
This is
this could be the title of the podcast. It could be we order pizza from the place that we prank call every week.
This is from Lockie _ McKillop, and the McKillop is spelled McKillop. And he has asked, is it hard work being the best?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Great question. No. When you are something, it's not hard to be who you are. It's just you are. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like asking someone, oh, is it hard to be tall? No, it's not hard. You just are tall. You know what I mean? So it's who we are. So no, it's not hard at all. We don't even try to be the best. We just happen to be the best. So no. To answer your question, no, it's not hard at all. And if you're trying to be the best, you aren't the best. If you're the best, you just are the best without even trying.
Because if you try, then you aren't that, right?
Well, if you're trying, you're automatically not the best because you have to try to be the best. And the best people in the world don't even try to be the best. Know what I'm saying?
There's Marty and Michael. Bruce Willis is maybe a centimeter underneath.
And then Ian Thorpe.
Ian Thorpe is... Yeah, he's... No, I reckon he might be on par with Bruce. Nah, he is under Bruce Willis. There's Kathy Freeman.
And Jackie.
Jackie, just... Yeah, you...
Is anyone named Jackie?
They're pretty cool. Bruce Willis is the only one I'm competing with in my mind. What and that's all question? I think about. Who, like, why are you the best? Or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just we are. Next.
All right, next question is Kevin Cawthra. Cawthra is spelt C-A-W-T-H-R-A.
7.
And he's asked, are Canadians a bunch of polar bear riding moose ass fuckers? No. Every Canadian I've met has been rad as fuck.
I've only met 14,317 Canadians, so I can't really comment. But those that I have met have had sex with bears.
This one's from Kalian.McDonald. Hey, it's me again. Haha. I come up with shit ideas, but I'll try. Can you talk about what it is like getting swooped by magpies and what it felt like? His worst fear is magpies.
When I was a little boy living in a country farm in Australia.
What was the...
Clifton.
Clifton.
I was walking home from the shop with some lollies in my hands. My house was like 100 meters away. And the magpie started attacking me. I ran. It was like a super aggressive magpie. It had me pinned to the ground. Like if I stood up, it would hit me in the head. And I was like just screaming, covering my head. And my father came out with an illegal gun. And shot the magpie, and they're protected, so it's highly illegal. Clipped its wing, and it fell to the ground. And then he came out and grabbed it by the legs and slapped it on the road and killed it. And told me to get inside. So ever since then, I've been a bit traumatized from magpie attacks. And so when a magpie attacks me, it feels like a hot knife being driven into my spine. And I...
Funny story with magpies, and I will not name the cousin.
15.
When I was under 10 years old, and I said no to this. So it's not my fault. He did it. But he, I guess, had a hate for magpies, as did your father. And he would get bread and scrunch Panadol up into the bread. And then he'd feed the bread to the magpies. And if you feed a bird Panadol, which is like a painkiller, like a common painkiller you can get from your chemist, what would happen is the magpie would all of a sudden, he'd be disorientated, act all weird, get real whacked out. And then, like, it wouldn't explode, but the stomach of the magpie would just go and expand.
That's
and
fucked up.
Blow up a bit. So he used to do that, and I saw it once, and it scarred me. But I'm fine with them. I liked the videos, the science videos we did for humanity on magpies.
That's why you're feeding him bread after the video.
No, I didn't have...
Oh, he didn't want me to... Yeah, maybe...
That was my cousin. That. I won't name him, but if you feed birds Panadol, their stomachs go... They expand and they don't...
Don't do that, though. Don't do that. So that's why magpies are horrifying. And a lot of people have horrific magpie stories. A guy died not that long ago because he was trying to get away from one and he slammed into a fence. Or some dumb shit. The fucking...
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't good at riding and he's... Yeah. Poor guy. Not good at dodging.
Stupid fuck.
All right. Next question's from _Jack or Anson_. Have you ever used your pubes as floss before?
No, but we have smoked pubes for a video. I've smoked Michael's pubic hair. And
you did.
We didn't floss our teeth or anything. But yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, it makes you feel sick though. Don't do it. We do this so you don't have to.
I think.
Next question's from Phoebe Chatfield 27. Who's the smartest out of you both?
Matthew Brown from Wholesome. He's got an IQ of 172.
No. Out of us two. I used to pay Marty, what was it?
$50 to complete an assignment and $100 if it was an A.
And there was
and
one
he
time.
Lie to me about the grades that he got because he didn't want to pay me the $100.
But then my mum told him on a later date, oh, thanks for getting my.
No, she was like, she didn't know that you were paying me, but she's like, oh, Mock has been doing really well. He got an A in his last assignment. Oh, really? Really, Michael, you got an A? Fucking lying dog.
But yeah, maths is hard. So if you can find a cool friend to do it, do that. All right, next question. This is from H.M. Frace. Why are you guys so good?
Fuck me, these questions are spot on. Actual really good question. I've been meaning to answer this one for the 15th time. So what happens is, you're born, right? And some people have a certain set of skills. Some people are just born, they're good at cooking, they're good at drawing, they're good at singing. Some people are just born the best. And it just so happens that the talent that we were born with was being really good and being the best at everything. And also just being like, just overall like the best fucking biggest legends ever. So that was what we were gifted with, and we didn't practice this skill.
I didn't ask for it.
Oh, we didn't practice. We didn't. There's nothing we said or did. We just were this good. So at the end of the day, you're born with it. If you're not born with it, don't fucking try. Don't just fuck off. Find what you're good at and then stick with that. If you're not born with the being the best thing, then don't try and be the best. You can be maybe fourth or fifth best. That's respectable.
Like Bruce Willis is almost there. Well, oh man, he's on par, I reckon.
So like, it's just whatever hand you're dealt. But don't complain, because some people aren't the best, but then they're like good at, you know, doing dishes or some shit.
Like you're the best at getting into your mum out of all the sperm, and that's one thing. But then you've got to deal with the world after. All right, last question is from Semi with a double M dot 2108. He's asked, have you ever been so high from shrooms that you saw Santa Claus and started giving out free presents to public in the name of science? Well, no, but should we tell about our shrooms experience, like the times we've done, or the worst, weirdest time we've done shrooms?
Yeah, yeah, we've done shrooms many times, but yeah, we haven't had that exact scenario. But yeah, I have.
What's the weirdest one for you?
The worst one for me was at Henry's place when I took like four of those shroom caps and then did heaps of weed and then it all hit at once. And then I was so disorientated that I didn't know where I was. I would be talking to someone and then I'd realize that I was in a completely different room than I thought I was in. And then I started panicking a little bit and I had to sit down for like 6 hours and wait for the high to come off because I literally couldn't even make my way to the toilet because I was that disorientated.
My worst was when I did them the first time ever in Amsterdam, the truffles, and I asked for the strongest ones I could because they're legal there. None of my friends that are on the Europe trip did them, just me. They wanted to go out drinking, so they took me out drinking. I've taken them an hour earlier. I'm sitting at the bar, and then I was like, they don't do anything, so fuck it. I bought a White Widow, the strongest marijuana joint you could buy from the bar, smoked it. Next minute, I'm paralyzed, seeing
fairies.
Like, the weirdest colors, like, as your whole perception goes. They want to go out clubbing. They take me clubbing. And then next minute, I'm in a nightclub with mirrors. I'd be looking up at the mirror and seeing everyone in like the 1940s with top hats. It's all black and white. I'd look back down at the dance floor, look back up at the mirror. Then everyone's just, there's blood everywhere. Everyone's dead. Then I've got this chick dancing next to me that is literally Betty Boo. The cartoon character Betty Boo is dancing next to me.
Well, she was just out that night.
And then they take me outside to the streets and they're drunk hooligans at 20 years old trying to push over this little smart car.
We would have done it too if it weren't for your intervention.
I was telling him not to. I was like, this is how we get arrested. And you're like, no, fuck it. I was like, no, no. Because I'm so paranoid on everything. And then they're like halfway almost over tipping this car. And then eventually like, okay, oh, Michael doesn't like it. Let's go. So they take me to a boat. They get on some stranger's boat on the canal.
Oh, yeah.
Start like breaking shit on their boat. I'm like, get off their boat. And then you take me to a bridge and there's a beanie on the bridge. And that beanie was a squirrel.
Yeah, ooh. I remember that. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was, don't do drugs.
All right. This leads us to our next segment, which has been renamed to... And of course, this segment is just where we talk about an old story. And so we're going to talk about the time we went camping and did a lot of fucked up shit. Because
fuck off, dude! I just want to piss in peace. I'm sick of it. If I need a piss, all right, I'll go to the bathroom and fuck you, dude. This is my house. We do this at my house. If I want to piss in a bottle, let me piss in a bottle. Don't make me piss all over myself and the floor.
I'm a guest. You should let me shake your hand.
Dude, you can see it coming out right now.
Yeah, I saw it splashing around.
Oh my God, I have to have a shower after this. God damn it.
Anyway, so this is a story.
I'm so uncomfortable. I just want to go to the toilet. I don't want to talk about no story right now. There's piss all over. Fuck you!
So, we were about, what, 18?
Yeah, we were. We're like 18, 19.
So, we decided to all go camping, and of course, none of us know how to set up tents or any of that shit. And we went with a few friends who did, and also a lot of friends who didn't. We got there... And we waited for the friends who knew how to set up tents to do that. All the while, we started drinking a lot. Started drinking heaps. And of course, it wasn't long before we took a car. While we were fucking hammered, there was a famous four-wheel drive track where we were staying. And it's like I don't know, 8 p.m. now, so
dangerous.
It's pitch
dangerous.
Black. And there were like four pissed people on the back of the ute, myself included, and three pissed people driving the ute as fast as they could. First time ever four-wheel driving up a mountain.
Do you remember me falling out when we hit the bump and I ran, like, I took air and... Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay. We were that drunk.
Yeah. I remember Minzy being really scared when we were in the tray and I was just pacing myself laughing as we were getting air over bumps and he was starting to look really scared because...
And there's like cliffs on the other side. Like you could...
Yeah.
It's not
if you
a
fuck
good
up, you roll the ute like...
But just survive if you roll it.
Yeah, yeah. Just get out, obviously, or jump out of the way. But anyway, so we did that and we managed to survive somehow. Then we get back to the campsite and start throwing bottles of deodorant and butane cans and whatever we can find. So it would be like we'd throw something on the fire and then we'd all run back and hide. And sometimes they didn't explode.
And we'd gotten like people over to our campsite that we didn't even know because obviously there was a party going on. So these strangers have come to have fun with these fucking wacky dudes. Taking everything too far, breaking shit just because they don't care about our campsite, so they're happiest as fuck seeing us destroy it. And then the next minute,
yeah, so it's just getting, everyone's just getting super fucked. Everyone, like, there's at this stage, there's still like, you know, a lot of seats around our fire, a lot of wooden chairs, a lot of plastic crates, and so we start sort of, you know, the fire starts going down a bit and we couldn't be fucked at getting more wood, so we just one by one start tossing all of the seating into the fire and, you know, plastic crates, wooden chairs. Before you know it, there's literally no chairs left, so everyone is now standing around the campfire. It's
up in flames, like 3 meters high.
So we went on the hunt for wood, and I can't remember who I was with. I was with someone, but I found a tire, a full car tire, and the person I was with, no, leave that. Like, it's really, the fumes are really like poisonous and toxic. Don't
shut
throw that
up.
And it burns for hours. So I grabbed the tire and sprinted back to camp and just tossed it straight on. And everyone was so annoyed because we had to leave the campsite. Like, we had to stand a long way away from the campsite.
The cops came the next day.
Yeah, and so there was black smoke billowing from the fire, but it got the fire going. But inside tires, there's like steel string, lots of steel string, which I didn't know. So science.
Well, yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, it was for the beneficial.
Yeah, and so yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a fucked night. And then to end the night, once the tire fire had died down a bit, you know, the drinking had continued. And then to top the evening off, Michael wanted to show everyone his little party trick and stood about 2 meters away from a dying fire, pulled his pants down and shot a very high pressure
stream
of shit straight into the middle of the fire. Like, it looked like, I don't even know how you'd explain it, but it was just a cylinder stream of shit straight into the middle of the fire, and burning shit doesn't smell very nice.
And there's like all these girls there just so instantly hate us after that.
And so again we all had to leave the campsite temporarily. Yeah, and then the next morning, you know, we all ended up passing out eventually, and then the next morning the cops came because they had heard some complaints and they just wanted to see what happened. And we didn't really remember. And
apparently people had called up because we'd driven, not us, because we'd never drink drive, but a friend of a friend drank drove to other people's properties around the campsite. And we'd stolen their wood. And that's why the cops were called.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were like, oh, you got, apparently there's reports of people stealing and your car was identified with the number plate, blah, blah, blah. And we just denied it. And if you ever get into trouble with police, never, ever admit it. Because as soon as you do, you're fucked. But if you deny it, they won't follow it up. They just gave us, we'll contact you at a later date. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
And then and we could have a shit fire with a tire in it and everything was okay and no one got fined.
So that's what happened when we went camping.
And, that's our first time.
We're going camping again this Thursday night with Shami and Jaden and Jashan. So who knows what's going to happen there. But at the end of the day, fuck off.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to do a brand new segment called...
Prank Calls.
Prank Calls, yeah. And it's a segment where we just do a prank call. So it's a new one.
We'll call it the Unmindful Man.
We'll call it the Selfish Bitch.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just going to try and order pizza.
But just segue the conversation into things about myself. Hey, would I be able to place a pickup order, please?
So would you like to order a pickup order?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yes. What would you like to order?
Would I be able to get a margarita pizza, please?
Yeah, one margarita.
Yeah, is that... What are the different types of bases that comes on?
So you can get classic as a medium base, deep pan as a thick base, and a little bit of crispy.
Ah, classic.
But you can pay extra for cheesy crust and garlic bread crust as well.
Right, I'll get the classic, simply because it reminds me of the time my wife and I competed in the classic ballroom dancing competition up north about 4 years ago, and we placed fifth in the semi-final, so it's pretty good achievement, I think, for only practicing for about 6 months of the year there, so I'll...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, so I'll get the classic there, if we could.
Yeah, better to go with.
Yeah. And I'll get a you guys have Hawaiian pizzas, don't you?
Sorry, do we do Hawaiian?
Yeah, just a Hawaiian, please.
Yeah, so would you like one Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, so one margarita.
One margarita?
Yep, and one Hawaiian. It reminds me of a funny story, actually. Visited Hawaii for the fourth time last August, actually, and we were there for about 6 weeks, staying in a five-star hotel, and we actually ran into Kelly Slater. Do you know the famous surfer?
Yeah,
so yeah. And anyway, one thing led to another, and you know, I'm a bit talkative, and we ended up having a beer or two at the bar there, actually, with Kelly Slater. So it was pretty awesome. So yeah. Anyway, I'll get the Hawaiian, and I'll also get the... Do you guys have any meat lovers? Isn't it the one we call
the
them?
Barbecue meat lovers.
Yeah, right. I'll get a meat lovers. Oh, you're gonna hate me for this, but it actually also reminds me of a story there. Well, I used to collect different types of salami back in London. And I would wholesale sell them to all the butchers there, and we actually got a third place in the district salami competition there, 3 years running. So so we definitely know our salami, you could say.
Yeah, hopefully it's the same here.
Yeah. Let's well, you know, obviously I don't, my expectations aren't that high, but we definitely. Yeah. No, our salami. So, yeah. Listen. What sort of sides do you guys have there?
Sorry?
What sort of sides or entrees or whatever you'd like to call them? What sort of?
So we have garlic bread, which are quite common.
Right.
You can get cheesy garlic bread. Garlic bread is like bread, but like garlic butter inside.
Yum. That Listen to me, bloody go on. But we actually had this great garlic bread in Paris not that long ago, actually. And they served it with this great, really rich, dark bottle of red wine. I took a photo of it. It was just so delicious. It went so well with this garlic bread. I might have to pop off to the bottle shop and see if I can find something similar to go with the... With the garlic bread,
tell her the price.
But
the wine.
Yeah, it was actually quite expensive, that wine. It was about 450 euro or something for that bottle of wine. But
sorry,
Yeah, yeah, and I'll just get a drink as well. Do you guys have Mountain Dew? Is it Mountain
Yes,
Dew?
Talk about how you used to think it was called something else.
Oh, look, I'll get the a large simply because, oh, here I go again. Not that long ago, we climbed the mountain ranges in Nepal there, and oh my God, you would not believe the view from the top. We got to base camp after the first evening and trekked all the way up to the very top. It took us about 3 days, and we were with one of the Sherpas there. So friendly, you would not believe. One of the friendliest guys I've ever met. Didn't speak a word of English. But yeah, he took us all the way to the top there, and the view was just outstanding. You wouldn't believe it. So, yeah, we're quite physically fit. So, yeah, we like to keep fit and healthy. So, you know, every now and then we treat ourselves to a little bit of a pizza or something. But, yeah, so we're very much looking forward to tasting your meal this evening. Yes, yes, that's about that's about right then.
So it comes to $35.90 and delivery in 15 minutes. Can I just grab a name, please?
Brought up in
is it, how much? 35? Is that each time? Well, that's great.
Actually, it was around $40, but I have a deal. We can get 2 seats with our friend drink for $35.90.
Can I just say quickly, your customer service, wow, it's quite impeccable. It actually reminds me of this time we went to a Michelin star restaurant in Rome, and yeah, it was, you might know the chef, he was called Romo Contin, and yeah, he's just this really renowned international chef, and he cooks the greatest pasta, and yeah, your customer service, honestly, actually reminds me of the front of house there. Her name was Rim Payen. And yeah, she was just a lovely lady. So I would go as far as saying that your customer service is right up there. So you're doing very well, doing very well.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's no worries at all there. So yeah, take that on board.
I think I missed your name.
Yeah, sure. My name is Clancy McLaren.
Sorry, how do you spell it?
Clancy is spelled C-A-L-L-N, 27, 14 hours of. A N S double E 27. The number 2 and 7 at the end, they're silent.
Okay, is this a delivery or a pickup?
This is a pickup, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was saying first name, so it's Callum?
McLaren. Clancy McLaren.
Okay. Oh, wait, I think I spelled it wrong. So
C A double L?
Yep.
A N? C-S-double-E 27.
Okay, so C-A-double-L-A-N.
C-S-double-E.
Yep.
27. And the 2 and 7 are silent there, so just be sure to pass that on to the person calling out the order. That obviously you don't pronounce the 2-7 at the end, it's just a silent thing. It's a Bulgarian thing, which is where my heritage is from, actually. I was born there. And sort of migrated around Eastern Europe for a while with my mother and father and two brothers. And probably in, 1997, we made the move down to Sydney. And yeah, we set up shop there, and we bought a small little convenience store there, well, my father did. And yeah, it wasn't long after that we opened a gourmet little food store. And yeah, before, you know, one thing led to another, and yeah, I got into the industry that I'm in now, and yeah, I just sort of critique food and stuff, so yeah, it's great, so yeah, thanks, yeah.
Okay, that's a nice picture. How about the name?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Alright, so I'll just put your order in, and then,
tell me what your favorite. Oh, you should have kept it, a reaction from that. Dude, I wanted you to tell your favorite.
I just don't
color.
Like completing the order because start working.
Yeah. But that's the whole point.
That was a long prank call.
We don't care about them. You know that.
That was a long prank call.
Anyway, dude. Bulgaria? Oh, dude. Wow, that's a short podcast. Once we edit this down, it will be very short.
All right, guys, that is the end of episode number 31. Don't tell anyone who we are, otherwise we will come to your fucking house and bash your fucking skull in. Don't ever tell anyone that you're listening. Don't look at us. Don't show anyone. Don't mention our names. Otherwise, we will fucking kill your whole fucking family, you fucking dogs.
That's a threat.
Yeah. That's a fucking threat.
And that's what makes us the best.